Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back. Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Governor Rick Snyder today unveiling an extensive plan to fund repairs and upgrades to the state's crumbling infrastructure. Like many of his previous proposals, the initiatives are wide-ranging, with some dramatic steps involved. To talk about today's announcement, I'm joined by Mike Nystrom, the Executive Vice President at the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association. Welcome to the program, Mike.
Good evening, Michael. Thanks for having me on.
So I know one of the things Governor Snyder is calling for is the elimination of the 19 cent per gallon Michigan gas tax and replacing it with a tax on the wholesale form of gasoline and diesel fuel. How exactly will that impact the price drivers pay at the pump if this change is made?
You know, right now they're proposing it as a revenue neutral, just a tax shift in a sense, not necessarily an increase. But in the end, you know, it's a unique, creative, new idea. Very few states fund their transportation network outside of a flat tax like we have here in our state at 19 cents per gallon. The beauty of this is it's a percentage tax on big oil. They've been making big profits. Let's take advantage of that, put some of that into our infrastructure here in Michigan. Ultimately, it shifts the tax from the taxpayer at the pump paying a flat tax, 19 cents, to a percentage tax on big oil.
Well, according to the governor, moving to a wholesale gas tax would bring in more funds to fix roads and bridges as inflation pushes up the price of gasoline and diesel fuel. Does that mean drivers would pay more if inflation goes up?
You know, it's a percentage tax on the wholesalers, so if they decide to pass it along, certainly we're gonna pay that as drivers. But ultimately, those wholesalers are responsible for paying that tax. In the end, taxpayers get better roads, get better bridges. Right now, we've got crumbling roads, dangerous bridges, and the situation out there is one that's going in the wrong direction. Under our current investment strategy, we are not keeping up with the needs that we have. So we need to look at new ways, innovative ways that take us into the future. And yeah, as the price goes up, we're going to see better, more revenue coming into our roads and bridges.
And the governor also suggested giving counties and regions the authorization to levy a supplemental vehicle registration fee of up to $40 per vehicle. He estimates that would raise an additional $300 million for roads and bridges within counties. Although, aren't drivers in Michigan already paying enough on registration?
Well, you know, what's enough? Obviously, our roads are crumbling here. We need to invest at a greater level. It's a user fee. The people that are using the system are paying it. The beauty of what he's proposing on the local options is Michigan is one of only a handful of states where the state is paying for the local system. Most other states are actually raising local dollars at the local level. So what he is proposing is what's being done nationally. We need to give the locals more options because, really, they're the ones that are falling further and further behind. They're doing the best they can with what they have. We just do not have enough revenue coming in to put out for our 120,000 miles of roads across the state.
I'm talking to Mike Nystrom, the Executive Vice President at the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association. I know the state's infrastructure recently received a letter grade of a D from the Michigan Society of Civil Engineers, although it sure seems that road conditions vary depending on where you live. Some cities appear to be doing a pretty good job maintaining their roads. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, you know, there are some municipalities that have passed some millages. That's the only way the locals can fund their own systems outside of the dollars that they receive from the state. And so there are some communities that have done the right thing. There are other communities that just rely on those Michigan Transportation Fund dollars, and obviously they aren't able to keep up with the needs that they have. It goes to the vote of the people, and if the people decide that they want to have crummy roads, well, so be it. But in the end, it's kind of like going to church. There are a lot of people that want to get to heaven, but they don't want to have to die to get there. In the end, we have to fix our roads. People are going to have to be willing to pay for them in order to get there where we have a good quality pavement system.
I spend a lot of time on the highways, and I'm either driving on a piece of highway that is just fine or is under construction. Would you agree that the freeways here in Michigan are being actively kept up and are in good condition?
You know, our road agencies across the state are, as I said, are doing the best they can with the resources that are available to them. The main thoroughfare is the federal aid eligible, the expressways, the highways. Those roads have been kept up pretty good up until recently. We're at 90% good on that system. We have slipped down to 88% good now, and we are going to plummet to 35% good on that exact same system within the next 10 to 15 years if we continue under our current investment strategy, if we do nothing. Doing nothing is not acceptable. We're going to head into a situation where public safety becomes an issue. The pieces of concrete falling from bridges will certainly become an issue. Your listeners should understand plywood that's under these bridges is not a construction practice. It's actually protecting from concrete falling from that bridge onto traffic down below. We have far too many of these bridges in Michigan, and we need to do something about it.
I know that if too little state money is invested in our roads, Michigan could lose about $400 million in federal road funds next year. How much money do we need to raise, and how likely are we to miss out on this federal money?
Well, I think that it would be a complete disaster by our elected officials here at the state level if we let any federal dollars whatsoever go to other states. We are in the top three right now in unemployment. We lead the nation on various surveys as far as our road conditions, having some of the worst roads in the nation. And yet, we're looking at the possibility of not being able to match 20 cents for every 80 cents we receive from the federal government. We just do not come up with enough state revenue to match all of the money that's available to us from the federal government. If we were to enact what is being proposed by the governor right now, and came up with an additional $1.4 billion in state revenue, we would be able to secure every possible penny from the federal government and would have no situation where we would be letting money go to states like California and Massachusetts and Florida. But right now, we're sitting in that position, and it's not a good one.
So from what I understand about these proposals, the majority of the funds that are going to go to road repairs are going to come from Michigan residents, Michigan drivers. I wonder, do you think the business community is contributing enough to the state's infrastructure costs, especially since our roads and utilities do play a big factor in the profit they make?
Well, you know, I think that as trucks roll down our road, we need to see more of that in Michigan to see our economy turn around. The big three, the major manufacturers and businesses across the state are certainly contributing to our infrastructure investment. But ultimately, the wholesale tax would really be anyone that is purchasing gas in Michigan. The registration fee is certainly something that focuses on Michigan residents. But the dollars that are collected are at this point inadequate to keep up with the needs that we have. We're headed in the wrong direction. We can turn that around, but if we do not turn that around, it's going to cost us a whole heck of a lot more down the road where the situation falls from fair pavement conditions to poor pavement conditions, and we end up in a situation of having to completely rebuild some of these roads, where if we had maintained them, kept them in good quality shape and extended the life of those pavements, we would have not had to pay as much for the repairs on those roads.
Mike Nystrom, the Executive Vice President of the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for the opportunity. Take care.
All right.